Charlotte asks, FFA wants to keep his dad. Yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll have your FCs warp you. How do you feel about the loss of my Rift there? Pretty upset. Why Faction Gyro? Yeah, I got Faction Gyros, Polarize, Pyro. I wanted to be on the top damage, but didn't work out that way. Should have left earlier to get here. I mean, we're here. It's dying thematic. Since Surgical Strike Reverse, do you want to try to break the subcap damage record again in CTAC J? I know what you're asking about. We can do that, yeah. Don't ask about home systems. There isn't home systems anyway, but will you sing the Goons Anthem? No, I will not be singing to you guys. I think we have a couple famous singers in channel. They probably would like perk up at the idea. Proximal timeline for all the random PvE stuff, ratting, mining, beehive stuff in our new space. Yeah, so we're working on that right now. We will be meeting after this as well, getting that sorted out and nailed down. Basically, the last week when we devoted to getting, Brave out is, we essentially did nothing else other than that.
I don't think we've had a singer since Sandragon fucked off.
Someone filamented and actually beat Alvarez to the keep. Yeah, it makes sense. Updates on Sumo sponsorship. Yeah, we haven't looked into that. We might Auchi in or something when the keep blows, something like that.
Lucas, so update on the Palantine keep start. We've been evacuating Delve and doing everything, so yeah.
When will the Corp system allocation list be dropped? It's being worked on right now. Is this the last move? We don't have any plans for like new places to live, Estrella or Estaria. So, that doesn't mean we won't like deploy or go to a keep star or something like that. Like that might happen. But as far as a new home, this is the last plan for it. Yes. But also, yeah, VAK by Christmas.
Callum, I think that's pretty harsh that you're trying to demote Asher after he lost his prize Rifter, man. That's cold-blooded, yeah. Dude.
Who's your favorite shit talker during your fleets, and why is it me? I appreciate a good shit talker. Yeah, we're kicking Karma Fleet. I'll be notifying Merkelchen.
Freedom!
What do you think of the MEA draft? I don't know if there's anything really notable about it, other than that trade-up to get a guy who would have been picked in the second round. Castledress says, I'm having fun in EU. Do you think the general vibes are pretty bigly improved as of late with all the content? Yeah, I've actually got a lot of DMs from you guys saying like you're really enjoying yourself. That's very good. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, welcome to the perma war. We're getting shit set up. We're going to get jump bridges down. We'll get, structures dropped, all that kind of stuff. There'll be a little pause here, but I think things are going to be very exciting going forward. And that was the goal. You got to put in a lot of effort to get there, but that's the goal. Tell John Hartley to break his invuln. Yeah, he will be, but he's going to do it closer to when the keep's dead. How's the neutrals move up going? What's that mean, Booty Smackerack? Delve 911? Yeah, same thing. Same as when we get the beehive going, we'll get Delve 911 going.
Bingo bait, SMH?
Probably. Yeah, it was SEMA, but, treat all the questions as though they're serious. Can I jump a Titan in to DD for the final blow? I mean, Talion, if you want to lose a Titan, you're welcome to jump it in and DD. You can Lance a Keep, or that is possible. You'll probably get a lot of Rifter kill mails, and then you would lose a Titan. Is it worth it? It's up to you. It's your Titan. Why are we not doing a massive conga line? Because they're bombing, so we don't want to make it a nice target for the bombs. Also, can you imagine trying to organize a conga line in this?
We couldn't organize getting here without tie-dye. You guys think we could organize a conga line today?
Honestly, I was surprised how bad the tie-dye was.
I wasn't.
And we're fine. We got everyone here, and the thing's not halfway done, so.
And Rui, I think that's how you say your name, dude. We have not picked the factory system for PI yet. I'm going to throw Beyond under that bus. And so he'll fix it out.
Yeah, like a lot of these questions, guys, we were working out today, so. And we would have been, had the meeting already, but, you know, we were doing this, so. We'll have, like, you know, industrial stuff and all kinds of things like that, you know, figured out, start happening today. There's a lot going on. You know, allies need new space. You need to transfer. There are all kinds of stuff. There's a lot happening. And it's stuff that you guys really shouldn't have to worry about as far as it's just director stuff that's super boring, space paperwork, but it does take time. Did the other alliances reach out to you to join in killing the Wendy Q Keepstar? Bane of the Galaxy, so the Rifter thing was just something that I came up with and that, you know, we'll extend the invitation to everyone. So we never talked to any of them, but, you know, a lot of them decided to come on their own. But yeah, we didn't have any kind of any communication with them beforehand, really. Once we put it out, it seems like people really liked the idea. CCP ran with it. They sent out, you know, a bunch of... I don't know. They tweeted and they put it on Instagram, social apparently. Media, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, apparently Gobbins is telling people not to camp along the way. That's cool. Please don't rush it. Time spent now for good decisions will pay for the line member 1000X. Arch Inquisitor, you're a smart dude. That's what we were
this
doing.
This guy gets it. Find this guy a space job.
Yeah. You've just been promoted, sir.
Fucked up you have.
I could use some help with the Subias mod if he's willing.
But yeah, we kind of rush things a little in UALX. I have been in the talks we've already had with our guys. I've been trying to push them to go as fast as possible, but they are right. We need to just spend time getting getting things done correctly. Not getting deflections should we overheat. You'll be fine. Will CCP make a memorial out of this? Potentially. There's a good chance. Why the Keepstar in C-TAC-J has a French name? So the name is a play on the famous work of the mid-century surrealist René Magritte, who drew a picture of a pipe, painted a picture of a pipe, and then wrote below it, "This is not a pipe." And except in French, it's like peep, which rhymes with keep. So it is, this is not a keep. But then some goon who's some Philistine and didn't understand the reference, remembered the meme was keep tar, changed it to this is not a keep tar. So it doesn't rhyme anymore. But that's why the name is what it is.
And Asher, just too nice to say that was Kaz who screwed that up. We'll just throw Kaz over that bus. He's not here.
He normally would get something like that, but yeah. I cannot pronounce the name of our home. Please help. You know, you can just say C-TAC-J, though. When are we deploying Ansiblexes? 20-something days, right? Yeah, it depends on when we took the system. El Quanta, so 20-something days is a reasonable guess.
35 days from whenever a system got Sov.
Yeah. So, can we get another Keepstar for Nom Nom in our new area? Yeah, we're going to name one for him for sure. Can I rename C-TAC-J? Not on my main character. I'd have to log into another one. That sounds like a lot of work. You're super busy. After we've all moved in, please remember our crippling addiction to moons. This is not something we have forgotten. Like we are like in the lab, looking at maps, drawing lines on them. It's all very boring stuff, but I assure you we are working very hard on getting this done as soon as possible. Also, you know, making sure military stuff happens as well.
And we all know what happened last time we gave you people maps, so yeah. We're not going to give you guys an edit map again.
What do you mean, you people?
Well, we run Crab Beacons and MTechJ. Well, that's not their staging anymore, right? So, no. We bring the faction fort with the names of players that died. Yes, so we will have the memorial fort put up, Ryan Chief. That will be happening, yes. We're not going to be put up the faction fort like we had in 1DQ, but we'll put up the memorial fort for sure.
Seema, if you're on comms, you've got to send me an Imgur link for that. There's brand new, hot off the presses, Seema stuff for you guys.
Can you give Podrick an opportunity to shout a proper Texas yeehaw when the keep tower blows up? Maybe. Who do you identify more with, Pinky or the Brain? That's a good question. I always liked Pinky, but I guess I identify more with the Brain. Are we continuing strategic stance, or are we moving into peacetime stance now? Ask Rocco Monkeybone. Read the MOTD of Elysium, Rocco, and you will have our answer. Welcome to the Perma War. FFA, when Keepstar dies, well, we're going to figure out something. Just please do not shoot goons unless you're told to. As someone who's witnessed Sniper Eagle 1, Brodog, and Ranger Gamma, Kunmi, and many others sitting in the mini channel for 8 to 10 to 12 hours per day, I understand the questions about timelines. I can say that they are working far too much on this. As a fellow line member, just chill and understand things will happen when they happen. Yeah, it's our guys are putting a lot of effort in. Those people named especially have been putting a lot of effort in. But I understand that you guys want stuff done, and from your perspective, it's like, why isn't this happening? So I just want to give the answers that we can. But yes, that is essentially what's happening. If you had Kirby's power and you could suck anyone to gain their powers, who would you suck? How long do you need to answer this question about sucking before you get there, Marikai?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Damn.
Do steak and pickles go together? What? No. Who puts steak and pickles together?
Well, clearly not Asher. They're too spicy on those pickles.
It's like my man would have a well-done steak or something.
Put ketchup on it, probably.
Yeah. Gross.
Fool two hot dogs and mayo? What is wrong with you, dude?
You'd be so proud, Asher. I made steaks for dinner last week, and my 9-year-old ate an entire New York strip with just salt and pepper.
Nice. Raise them upright. Will there be a Marlin move ops? Certainly not many of them. We'll probably try to get to... Yeah, you're right. Magritte is Belgian. My bad. Apologies. He wrote in French, but he was Belgian. What will happen to Omis people? No plans right now, Hellraiser. Like, we're not, I don't have our eyes on that space, so it's not something that, like, we plan to take or, no current plans. Do we have an ammo truck? I ran out of ammo. I mean, that's why we did Artie, because you should not be running out of ammo with Artie. Did you bring autocannons? If you look at my lost mail, I had autocannons. I believe I had 45,000 hail, so I was ready for it.
You cheated, you reshipped.
Yes, that is true. What happened? Usually Asher Fit Doctrine has no room in the cargo. Yeah. Our lazy guys only wanted to fit out, 1,800 rifters and didn't want to put the cargo full. Unbelievable.
It was 2,000.
Ah, sorry.
Ah, see, man.
It's working again. Just refresh.
I believe we just couldn't fuck that link is what happened.
So, the thing from Seema, like, it should be good, guys. Give it a second.
I do want to shout out procurement. Let me just put a scenario out. When we were defending Delves on Anchors, and I want to talk about that for a little bit. When we were defending Delve on Anchors, at, I don't know, a week? Was it, yeah, a week of Unanchors to defend 24/7? And if the enemy reffed a shield ref, then the unanchor stopped. So basically, we had to be on vigil for 24/7. Now, one of the things I try to do is I try to think, what would I do to make this as hard as possible? So I was like, what I would probably do is just get a bunch of redeemers. I would just shoot the structure. And then if they came to stop me, I would just jump to the next one in another system and keep doing that. I would conduit around and just be a major pain. So I'm like, hey, procurement, can you guys get me like 500 Goku bombers so that we could follow them if they do that? And they did. They shipped, they built and shipped 500 fit bombers to E3OI. Now, the enemy league basically never did this, and so we never had to use them. So there are now 500 fit bombers in E3OI that'll probably go into asset safety. I don't know what'll happen to them, to be honest. But they were there and ready to go. And that's the kind of like unseen work that you guys might not... why would you see it? But they were ready for that eventuality. We were prepared. And it never even happened. So I want to shout out like guys like procurement who do stuff like that to be ready for stuff when it doesn't even happen. So let's talk about the unanchoring in Delve. I believe I have a log of me saying it. I said I thought 35% was an optimistic number for us to get out. We ended up getting about 97 or 98%. Including every keep star we unanchored, every Satoyo, and the only thing that we lost that was a major valuable was one faction fort that got scooped, and then the carrier or the freighter got scooped or killed, I should say. So that was a bigger success than we could have imagined, and a lot of that was that you guys were there. Asked you guys to plex your catalogs. A lot of you guys did that. You guys were there 24/7, and whenever they formed up, we went and we basically oppressed them. And the only thing they got off was they got off a ref on a Keepstar that we had already sold. So it was, we'd already made the deal to sell it, but we hadn't transferred it yet. So that one was a pretty amusing one for us, but that was their major thing that they did. So the success rate there was immense, incredible. And our allies who were here ended up scooping so many of their structures that they're going to use now to move. It was a real big deal. I want to thank those allies, too, because they were prepared to, you know, lose a lot more. And basically, I got very little to no complaints from them. They were all ready to go. So shout out to the allies that moved. Shout out to like the good attitude they had about it, about moving forward, about us, you know, the plans we have for the future. So I wanted to especially call them out and say thank you, guys. But thank you, guys, who helped defend them, helped get that stuff unanchored, and helped scoop it. It was a hugely successful operation. Like, it was incredibly, incredibly impressive.
I wish you guys were in command and could hear me going, I can't believe we just did that
over yeah.
and over and over again.
Again?
Yes, I can't believe we just did that again.
That's the wildest part, right? Is, like, we basically did the same thing 9 months ago when we left Delve and just, like, pulled the plug on everything basically all at the same time. And, yeah, we got away with it twice. Hopefully we never have to do it again. Knock on
yeah. wood. Yeah, that is like extremely unfun, actually, to do.
Yeah.
If only Horde doesn't keep losing, that's just the issue.
I want to say it was really entertaining when I got poked the other day that you guys had put so many catalts in, we maxed out the catalt corp. And I actually had to be not lazy and train another skill level, so... That was great to see. Speaking of that, if you don't have your cat alts, get a cat alt. You lazy bastards.
Excellent shameless plug, Ranger.
Thank you. I do try.
Are there still going to be cat alts?
Go ahead and just ask in Elysium, guys.
So we have there is a long time-honored tradition of keeping up the irony of having things named after places we used to live.
Yep.
So, yes, cat alts will forever be cat alts. Delve 911 will always be Delve 911.
Shout out to the West Declan Baptist Church.
Yep. JU standing, etc., etc.
Can we use cat alts to attack Horde from the north? Yeah, so that's a pretty good idea. Macaridgee? Anyway. It's a good idea. We have some ideas for what to do with catalts, but we'll announce that. Right now, they are staged in, what are they in, TCAG? I believe TCAG.
Correct.
CAD-related question, will the contract sent back to CAD Alt Corp be accepted? I don't know the answer to that.
You should keep your CAD ship.
Weasel says, Asher, what's your take on Gobbin's latest announcement? Thank you for the softball there, Weasel. I don't mind being set up. I think Gobbin's is on a little bit of tilt. I don't want to come out here and celebrate things that we haven't done yet. Like, we did very good in Delph, right? We did really good in taking new space. We've done very well. But, you know, we haven't done shit as far as, like, going into their space, taking anything of in the drone lands, all that kind of stuff. So, no victory laps, no hubris. I do think Gobbins is definitely on a little bit of tilt from the way he's been pinging this week. But, that means that maybe he gets a set on right next week. You know, you don't know. So, there's definitely been a lot of cope going on this week. What was his announcement? Are you talking about this new stager from Last Fireside? So Thematic, it was posted on Reddit yesterday, and then he pinged earlier this week. It's just been like... it kind of like I was saying last night, it reminds me of like he's become all the stuff that he said that he hated. Like he's very much Mitanni like, except he doesn't have the charisma that Mittens had, right? Like he's on the Spin Master, but he can't do it as well. Is it true Horde is flying maelstroms now? Yes, it is true. Yes, we bullied small alliances. That was one of my favorite parts about it. When are we hitting the PDS? Unfortunately, there is no PDS fitted.
The Keepstar is in maximum party mode. It's all target painters and firework launchers.
Why did Horde get Matari Doctrine and we don't? Yes, Alex, I like maelstroms. They're just not good. Why do you fly the maelstroms, do you think? We have some guesses, but like we honestly don't know, and they have not worked out really well. You know, if they work out really well, then Horde can post on Reddit about how they had a genius plan and what, you know, explain it to us, but we haven't seen it yet. I'm being attacked by CCP Jotun right now. Yeah. The players is attacking me.
Is that cue for us all to shoot him?
I don't think you can.
Get fucking AWACS'd by a dev. What the...
Alright. Let me see what other questions we got. So Alpha Fleet, yeah. The problem is the Maelstrom is just not a very good doctrine right now. I've definitely looked at it a lot, and it was very perplexing because I kind of, like, tongue-in-cheek have been telling our fitting team that I'm going to start doing Maelstroms, and they all just lose their mind. Last week, I insisted they make me a Rattlesnake Doctrine, and then they're all like, that's the terrible idea. I'm like, well, yeah, but I want a Rattlesnake Doctrine. I will say we are in discussion about one Doctrine, maybe bringing back an older Doctrine. That might be announced pretty soon. We'll see. Yeah, we have like a lot of things up in the air right now, but a lot of guesses, a lot of people guessing. It is not Baltex. I'm not gonna go through the whole list, but it's not Baltex because the meta is just not very good for Baltex right now.
I'm so happy we're getting an A&I doctrine.
Shut up, Apple.
Bingo.
Yeah, the problem with Baltex is that they're like a good tracking battleship, which is good against things that you want to track. But if your enemy is in like Rokes and Maelstroms, you don't need to track Rokes and Maelstroms. Like that Baltex bonus is basically wasted. So when there was like a hack meta and things had low sig, or like Tengus, afterburning Tengus, stuff like that, like Baltex really excel in an environment like that. But if you guys have seen what the enemy's doing, there's not, you know, Tengus flying around, AB Tengus that we're fighting. There's not Munins or anything like that as a mainline doctrine. And that's where you can expect to see a Baltex doctrine. They don't do a lot of DPS for a battleship. They don't have particularly good range for especially for a rail battleship. So it's not a great doctrine for that kind of thing. I do love talking doctrines. I don't know if people like to hear about it, but it is some of my favorite stuff to talk about. Want more nano fleets? Yeah. I mean, it's a weird time because, like, our battleship fleets, like, are actually pretty mobile. Like, the Raven Navies are, like, surprisingly mobile for a battleship fleet. But, yeah. Nano fleet, probably not likely.
Can I ask you a question, Ash?
You can. One second, though. Lila says, can we talk about nightmares, please? I don't like nightmares, Lila. I know BFL runs them, I think. But I just not a big fan. What did you want to ask, Altair?
Runs away in them recently.
Do you own a T2 cargo expander, BPL?
I do not. I should have.
We think we need to get you one for Christmas.
Yeah, that makes sense. Some of you are like saying, oh, I imagine being wrong about nightmares. Yeah. I know that some people like them. I think, so here's something to talk about. This is sort of a meta thing. Obviously, some of you listening are not in goons, but for the majority of people here are in goons. And if you are in goons, we will have to be tanking the aggro. So that means that generally we're not going to fly like a Barghest doctrine, because you can't fly a Barghest into the middle of the enemy fleet. It needs to be away. So that's like sort of one of the things that we give our allies, is that we give them the ability to fly those sort of like cool doctrines that cannot be the anvil. They can be the hammer, right? Goons are going to be the anvil. Like, it's going to be like crash upon our rocks and be broken. So, that is a pun, yes. So like a Barghest doctrine, a nightmare doctrine, those are more something that you engage as a third party, I'm air quoting here, doctrine, rather than as the central doctrine of a fleet. And so we will probably, as goons, be filling that role where we are going to be going in the middle and we'll be tanking for our allies. Artemis Keslin says, hit me harder. Exactly. All I'm hearing is Drake. That is a potential. What are your thoughts on PH dropping dreads instead of taking an even vulture fight? I mean, they're welcome to drop dreads if they want to. We have dropped dreads before. Obviously, we don't do it to the same length they do, but that's sort of a doctrine thing as far as not ships, but as far as our plans. Like, we like to take fights that are more even. They like to take things that are dunks or, you know, where they can get easy kills. So that's like important to them. But I think at this point, things are becoming more and more strategic, and I certainly think that they feel like their home is threatened. So I doubt that anything like that will change. If they feel like they can do it, they will. A paladin, not the E1, is a healer and a tank. I like playing those kind of classes. I don't know about you guys. In Elysium, which do you prefer? Do you prefer playing like a mage, like a warrior / tank, or like a semi, like someone in the middle? Or yeah, healer, priest. But yeah, I always prefer playing one of those classes that can do like magic and combat. Yeah, whatever has lots of utility, I like that too. Bladewielder says, the Counter-Strike has taken many years to plan, and I can feel us slowly driving the knife already. Yeah, so a lot of you guys have been sort of feeling the difference in, you know, where we were at 2 or 3 years ago and where we are at today. And it's been a lot of building. You know, except if you remember going up north to help B2. Put an X in Elysium if you remembered that. Here's something. Why in Elysium, if that was before your time? If you joined after we fought up north against Horde and Frat. Interesting. Cool. So the reason that we did that was, like, we wanted to have, like, a new alliance in EVE Online, right? Like, we thought that would be a very good thing, like, an alliance that can grow up and fill in. And Horde and Frat decided to just crush them. And in doing so, they drove B2, Brave, and others basically into the Imperium. Like, they forced them to do it. And that's part of the reason we're here today. So if you were related or part of the B2 coalition and are now with us, put B in fleets, or put a B in Elysium, I should say. So the Bs that are showing up are people that would not have been here otherwise, weren't for the actions of Frat and Horn, most likely, right? So it's interesting to see how your actions can affect things years down the line. But that's part of the reason that we're here, is that we went up and said, hey, we want to help you. We want to be your ally. We want to fight with you. We were talking about this on the Merkelchen podcast stream yesterday. One of the reasons that Brave become allied with us is because Horde demanded that, you know, for them to surrender, that Brave could never talk to the Imperium again in perpetuity, like forever. Which is just the most ridiculous demand you can imagine. And obviously they were like, but no. Like, that's insane. So, stuff from the past has led us to why we are here today. And we had to do a lot of like shit eating, to be honest, like to get things in the place where they need to be. Like, we had to tighten our belts, we had to fix our finances, we had to do a whole lot of stuff to get us to the point where we are today. Someone DM'd me to ask if I know where corpses are being placed. Yeah, that's being worked on. I know you guys are very eager to know this, and we will have it to you as soon as possible. I promise you, we are trying to get it done ASAP.
We have a corp leadership meeting tomorrow, like with all of the directors and stuff from corps, and we're going to talk more about it tomorrow.
Internet Knight says, Asher, my dude, Brave dudes have amazing move ops out of O4T. They're cool dudes. Yeah, we like working with Brave. We like working with Brave a lot. I mean, there's no ally right now that we don't like working with, so I am very happy with where we are in essentially just about every situation. There are some things we can't improve, but like the difference I feel between now and a few years ago is really huge. Want to buy Amar Battleship Doctrine? Possibly a Toshihiri. Possibly.
It's a bummer because like the meta right now benefits a lot from E-War, but armor subcap logi is still not great.
Balgorns, Galaka, it's not Balgorns. Balgorns, unfortunately. We tried those. They are just not good.
Never again.
Never say never. You never know what'll happen in this game, but yeah, it's not for sure, like, for a while. I would like an armored doctrine again. My guardian is so rusty. Yeah, so we're looking at that, but like, it's definitely the opinion of most people that shield is in a better position than armor right now. It doesn't mean armor can't be used, though. Just checking the percentage of the keep right now, guys. 25% less, so yeah, we still get us some time here. Typhoon Doctrine one? That's a possibility. I like Typhoons a lot. That's one of my favorite ships, so Typhoons are possible. Mock Fleet's never going to happen. It's like not going to happen until CCP changes something about Macarials. Dominic's Doctrine? Now we're feeling good.
Asher, Maximus, you have no idea showing. What you've just done to Asher there.
Yeah, by the way, incursions, we're going to have a lot of incursion space now, so.
Well, Zintuge is AFK, Asher. We can just sneak it in, don't tell him.
Yeah, good point. I think Zintuge is building a deck or something right now. Ask Zintuge's opinion about Typhoons. We talk about it a lot. I think, part of, like, the thing we have to discuss when we're making doctrines, and this is something, like, Zintuge talks about with me, is, like, you're not making a doctrine strictly for, like, the best FC. You're making a doctrine for every FC. And so that's, like, a concern that you have to... There has to be a level of... ease of use, I suppose, is the right word.
You make the doctrine for the worst FC on the bench, so you basically model it after my capabilities.
Oh god, what's this video, John?
Typhoon? Is it going to be Typhoons or a bad doctor in No Hubris? I told you, John, don't clip that.
Classic. It's not a clip, it's a whole video. It's a different...
That was a satisfying moment because they had been shitting on our Typhoons, like the concept for a while. They're fair to do the same thing to us if they just like clean the floor in with us in Maelstroms. Like, I would be totally fair for them to do the exact same thing to us, because we have been just like just ragged on them since they announced it. Geddens, says Rocco Monkey Bones. They have bonuses they get now. It's the new Dami Bale Cross. The problem with Geddens, and this is the problem with like several ships, is that they do two things mediocre, right? And you really want a doctrine that does at least one thing well. And Geddens don't do particularly anything well. I guess you could say they do long-range neuting well. But it's not that great. Small Gang Lancers, no.
I have a message for everyone from Scotty Lou in my fleet, who says, friendly reminder to cycle your guns.
There you go. That was our other idea for killing the keep, was that we could do this in Corvettes, like in rookie ships, and just put blasters on them. But we thought rifters would be better. Are Cyto-Saracens worth huffing? I have no idea, my friend. Can you remind people to stand up and stay hydrated? That's a great call, Nikolai. Phi Delphi says, water is for the weak. Did you know there's some people who don't drink water? Like, they literally just drink soda. Like, they never have water.
How dare you call me out like that?
All you guys X-ing up. This is not appropriate.
There's water and coffee, right?
Ugh.
Wilfred Brimley would like to have a talk with you about the Beatus.
I drink 6 coffees a day, no Jesus, water. Dude. Bro. Asher, when will the space south of us be transferred to us? So you're talking about space that is owned by another Imperium Alliance is going to a different one? If so, that'll be happening, I mean, starting relatively soon? No, southeast. I don't know what space you're talking about then. We don't... Oh, okay. Let's see. We've already got some new SOV as of like yesterday. Can we drop Dreads on PH soon? That's definitely a future plans thing. I do want to talk about, like, let's talk about Titans. Except if you don't have a Titan, but you want to own one. All right. That's a lot of X's. So, the Titan has become a very good haul again. And obviously, there are many old-timers who have them. But now is the time to start working to them. Like you can reasonably afford one if, hang on a second, getting a DM here. Yeah, you can like reasonably afford one, but it's a lot of work to do it like on just spinning one Ishtar. So I have a lot of like different ways to make money. I would say probably the most like reasonable way that you could get your own Titan is by running beacons. Like you can eventually get a Titan out of running beacons. You probably won't Ishtar spin your way to a Titan. Yeah, PI is a good way to get just extra free money every month. And then Zealous Retort says industry plus reactions. Yeah, if you do reactions, it's a good way to do it. Zoe says, I reasonably afforded mine by credit card warring. That's fine, but not an option for everyone. You can do Ishtar to Titan if you run multiple Ishtars. Like if you're running five Ishtars, then that becomes more of a possibility. What is the best beacon runner? What do we recommend? It's an RNI, right?
Yeah, RNI.
Yeah.
Also, like we just talked about incursions, that we will have a lot of those, so make sure you join Incursion 6 if you want to make ISK.
Mm-hmm. Is there a plan to expand Beehive so it's more active when we sell a new home? I suggest 23/7 smiley face. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where if you want to be the change you want to see, Bat6-0, you can volunteer to do it. But we're going to have Beehive up as much as possible. There is a lot more space to Beehive than it was before, and I expect there will be more people trying to mess with it, so there will be more opportunities to fight them as well. So it should be very fun. Are there PI planet maps available for the new region? I don't think so yet, Lazy Vong. We want to get Beehive up as soon as possible, but we do need to get like some upgrades in first, you know, wait some time. That's basically the wait, but I'll talk to the guys. I want to get it running as soon as possible, even if it's sort of a GIMP version to start with. Can I join Beehive in a Panther? I don't know the official rules. You should be able to, is what I'm saying, but I don't know what their rules are.
You can, we just don't count Panthers as ships and fleet, so you're just there having fun.
You're not a real human being, is what they're saying. Isn't that a Mimitar ship, the Panther?
Typhoon, you should love it.
Yeah. It's like when someone brings a Naglfar to a Dreadop, yeah, kind of.
There's nothing wrong with Naglfars.
I agree. Except we don't recommend them at all. With Titans becoming more viable, is the recommendation still to go for Dreads first, then a Titan, or directly to a Titan? That's a great question, Vizia. Yes, you should have a Dread before you get to a Titan. It's a much more reasonable goal. Like, just you can get a Dread on essentially any kind of budget if you just save up a little bit, but getting a Titan is a lot more work. Titan flavor preference. Great question, Plaid Rabbit. So we would like you to have, probably Levy is the number one Titan we're talking about right now. But Levy, Ragnarok, Erebus, and then way, 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 way behind is the Avatar. We so little want you to get an Avatar that if you don't have a Titan and an Avatar is the one you want, we won't build you an Avatar. We will build another Titan. We'll give it to someone who has an Avatar that wants to get out of it, and then we'll give you their Avatar. Like, that's how we do it, because we just do not want any more Avatars. Top three fast food restaurants. Chick-fil-A, got to be number one, man. Quality is always good. Super preferences. I don't think that one is as, like, we have a really as hardcore one. I think Bix is the best one, if I remember correctly, but I think you can basically get any super that you wish. Probably Nyx, then Wyvern Aeon, Hell, and those three are probably right after the Nyx, I would guess. Are faction titans worth in combat or just shinies never to use? So we're like the only alliance that lets people use their faction titans in a titan battle. You should be aware that the money that you spend would be better spent on three titans. Now, you can get one if you want to. I'm not going to say no, but you will probably get primaried, and that money, if you want to just focus on pure utility, we'd better spent on three titans. So, but it's your choice. Faction titans, yeah. When we SRP titans, we do not give you a faction titan back. You get a, like, if you have Moloch dies, you get an Avatar.
I think we should give him an Airbus instead of an Avatar.
Well, yeah, whatever. We'll get you a regular Titan. What if you get if you lose a croissant? I don't know what the croissant replacement would be. Probably just give an Erebus out too. What's wrong with the Avatar? It's just not as good as the other Titans. It used to be the best Titan, and so everyone has them. And so first of all, Titans are generally overly EM tanked because that's what the Avatar does. The guns aren't very good. Like, the lasers are not particularly good. They're not terrible. The Doomsday is the worst of them, and the tank is not good for the modern situation. So it's the Avatar is like a pretty bad Titan. But overall, like, you just have the worst Doomsday, and you have the worst Venom. That's not really, like, doesn't really matter too much. But yeah, the worst Doomsday, the guns are, like, mediocre at best, and the tank is pretty poor, all things considered.
But still better than no Titan.
Yes, exactly. Like, if your heart is set on the Avatar, just get an Avatar. Like, we don't tell you not to get it, we just tell you the priority. Can I build a different Titan and trade it for an Avatar? Sure. Definitely. A little Leviathan, we will get you a Titan, an Avatar, yes. Should the Titan be on a separate character altogether? Yeah, definitely. Like, if you don't put a Titan on your main, please. Like, it leads to these sort of, like, weird situations where it's a major fight, and you're like, oh, I want to go in the subcap fleet, but what if they call for Titans? And then, like, a lot of times Titans get called for. This is just the way EVE fights work. Like, you guys have been in Dread fleets where we form Dreads up, and then we don't drop them, right? That happens. And it happens even more with Titans. That's just how EVE works. So if you have the Titan on your main, then you just end up sitting on your main in a Titan that never undocks. You're like, well, that's really not fun, guys. Why didn't we use the Titan? Well, because we're going to use them at the right time. It's a huge wager to use a Titan in a Titan fight. You know, these things happen once every 2 years on average in EVE Online. And in the last, like, 5 years, they haven't happened because of CCP decisions. So it's very good to put your Titans on alt. Do not put a Titan on your main.
Please do it with all caps. On alt.
Yeah, I don't. My main only can fit into Hubris, and that was just for the meme. Have you docked hear the alarm going off inside the Keepstar? Is that like a. Is like, do Keepstars have alarm when they're about to blow up now?
Yeah, there's an alarm in there.
Really?
Yeah, it screams at you that the hull is vulnerable as you're getting shot.
Ah, that's cool. Well, I wouldn't dock right now because he might not undock, but that is interesting. I didn't know about that. Loner9 asks in my fleet, Asher, didn't the Erebus become more desirable with the plating and shielding increased bonuses? Yeah, so the Erebus has an extra mid, which, like, in old Titan fights wouldn't have mattered, but in the era of dual tank, it actually matters a lot. The reason being is with the Erebus and the Avatar have relatively similar EHP, very close. So if you're getting DD'd, you're just going to lose your Titan to the DDs anyway. Like, you die. That's just how a Titan fight works, right? But if you're getting gunned down, which is a lot, happens to a lot of Titans in a fight, like, there will be Dread shooting you, there will be other Titans, there will be whatever shooting you, right? If you're getting gunned down, the Erebus can essentially get, like, 40% more reps than the Avatar. Because the Avatar does have shield, but it's not nearly as good as the Erebus is. So the Erebus can effectively get, like, double reps, which makes it a lot easier to save an Erebus that is being shot than to save an Avatar that's being shot. Our Avatars do have shield tank, like, that is part of the fit, but it is not nearly as good as the Erebus. Since the Erebus is a Galante ship, which, you know, theoretically can be run in a shield configuration, they're better to be shields. So, and the Pheno is the best one. The Erebus Phenom is the best single one in the game, like, not even close, really. So it's very valuable for that. So that's why, like, Erebus, and like I said, if you're getting a Doomsday, like, if you're a Doomsday primary, you just did your job as a Titan. You heat, you see if you can, you know, eat as many Doomsdays as possible, and then you die, and that's just how a Titan fight goes. And if that happens, you won't, like, you'll tank the same amount of Doomsday as an Avatar, but you'll be more useful. How are supers in the current meta? So the meta has changed a lot, Ben Scheller, and, you know, you will only know when it happens, but we think supers have a strong place in it.
I'm just going to say, if you own a super, please also buy a carrier for the same character.
Yeah, that should be a bare minimum. Any use for T1 carriers? Yeah, carriers definitely have a use. Which Titan would currently be primary? Asks Flood. So it depends. Like, it's been different in different fights. Generally, the one that doesn't get primaried is the Leviathan. I can tell you that. But it's usually Avatar and Erebus are the main primaries, with Ragnaroks being like the secondary primary. Or if you're like test and you fit a bunch of gyros on your Ragnarok, then it becomes the main primary. But yeah, generally those three with levies being skipped. But I think in the New World Order that levies will get primaried as well too. So, but yeah, that was the old way it happened. And right, if you DC, it raises your odds a lot, right? If you run the wrong fit, because they will have like ship scanners to check your fits. So it'll be like, it's like when a herd of zebra goes by, the sick zebra gets killed first. It'll be like that.
Also, it's very important in those fights, etc., if you DC, to not speak on comms about it, because they will have comm spies and see you key up and then find your character that way.
Yep. Yeah, it's good to like combo the FC or put it in the appropriate channel is better. Vizia says, what is the approximate amount of SP and IS that needs to be plowed into a new tune to get into a Titan?
Oof.
Yeah, can we get some tunes at Elysium? Thanks. To answer your question, I don't know how much you need to have as far as like ISK for SP. But if you need ISK for your tuny, just start training now. You know, you don't have to plug any SP into it until you actually get the Titan. The Titan itself is like, what, about 200 right now, guys, to build one? A little over 200? Yeah. So you're probably talking about once you get the fit, maybe in the range of like 230, 240.
And implants in 250, something like that.
Yeah.
And what you can do is just create a new account for it keep it alpha until you have the first 5 million skill points trained. So then you train those for free at least.
Yep.
Timing wise, a lot of people are talking about it in there. It's a year to 18 months, depends on remaps, if you use skill injectors, all that kind of stuff.
Make sure we're cycling things here too. Yeah, if you want, guys, like, yeah, some of you are talking about Avatar 5, whatever, like, I'm stuck there, then you have an Avatar pilot. Like, there's no world where having a Titan is bad, right? If you have an Avatar, we're very happy that you have an Avatar. So, you know, don't be wringing your hands about it. You know, like, an Avatar is 95% of a Titan, like, the best Titan, right? So, you still have a Titan.
And in a year or 2 years, then Avatar might be the best Titan again. Like, the CCP changes things a lot, so those things change also.
Exactly. In EVE, everything old becomes new again. You can talk to someone who flew what is now the worst doctrine, and at some point it was the game's best doctrine, except Arbitrators. They've always been terrible. Will the NAG come back? Potentially. I mean, it will eventually, yeah. Asher, are we nervous about CCP and EVE being sold? I am, yes. I'm not going to flip out until something actually happens, though. There's no reason to get upset about something like that, you know. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Innominate, but like a lot of people are feeling pretty rough about the whole situation. So I'm just going to do a real short thing and just say that Innominate was a friend of ours. He was a goon who was responsible for a lot of stuff that happened. You know, he was basically our IT guy. He was, he was a very early goon, and he was a friend to a lot of people. And so when he passed away from cancer, we named the palace after him. And he was definitely a guy who liked a little chaos. And so I think he would have really appreciated this. But, you know, this is like an emotional time for a lot of people because this is a, you know, memorial and a monument to him. But I think the Viking funeral would have been something that he liked to see. So, if you didn't know Innominate, it's, you know, sad because the world is a little worse with him being gone, but he was a great guy. And that's what the palace is named after him. Someone asked about clones in the keep. I did not lose my clone when Jay did the thing. So I can pull it up here. I have a high grade amulet pod that I have left in the keep. So I will also lose something in the palace.
Stand in solidarity with all the people that did lose pods.
Yep.
So those of you asking about killing that Polaris frigate, you can't. Not saying we don't want you to. CCP won't let you. You can't kill those.
Yep. Guys, make sure your guns are cycling. Make sure you're shooting the keep. You want to get on the mail. You want to start shooting now. Will the mail generate? We hope so. I mean, CCP's here. Obviously, you've got Jotun on the stream. They're paying attention. They've been pinging about this. They wanted to make this an event. So they have an incentive to make sure the kill mail generates.
Nemrod, so how many characters or accounts should someone have? This is a game, dude. That's up to you. We can't tell you how to play your game, man. If you want one account, if you want 10 accounts,
I have the answer. To you. I have the answer. If you play Eve seriously, it's 3 or more is the answer. Like 3 or more is like, you can do whatever you want, like Ranger said. But the answer is like 3 or more if you're like a serious Eve player who wants to do stuff. That's sort of the number, I'd say.
And a minimum is 2. One for your main and one for your catalt. You need a second account, that's Alpha.
Yeah, that one's free.
All right, that's fair enough on that one. Yeah, that's fair enough.
But yeah, with 3, you can have a subcap main. You can have a Dread and a Fax on 2 different accounts. You can have a Dread and a Carrier. You can have a Dread and a Titan. Titan and a Fax, like, you know, the combinations are really easy with 3 accounts. Also, just for doing PvE, it's really nice to have 3, because you can have, like, 2 accounts. Like, for instance, if you want to do Crab Calls, you can have 2 Crab Calls, and then you can have one guy who can drop the beacons. Like, there's a lot of things that just 3 makes it easy, I would say. And so for me, that's the magic number for EVE accounts. That's generally, I have up to 10 active at one time, but I always have 3. Right now I have 8 active, but I always have 3. We're all Asherolds. That explains why my PC's chugging. I still have a hair into the keep star. Can we let it repair and tell everyone to go home so I can grab it? That's a good idea. Internet Knight, you got it right, but that is what we said. One regular account and one cat alpha. That is the minimum. If you're willing, yeah, that is the other thing, is if you're willing to set up PI on all those accounts, which I think is easier now that they have it saved, you can actually make a lot of nice income just by doing that. And then you can also use alts, once you're happy with your training, you can use alts to farm skill points as well.
But isn't it also wrong to say that you have to have 3 EVE accounts to be a active player? I mean,
I said serious, not active. Active is one.
Okay, then isn't it wrong to say you have to have 3 accounts to be serious?
It's my opinion. Like, that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you my opinion.
Your opinion is shit.
Cool, thanks.
No, it's fine. I've been in the same place. I've also had 3 accounts and don't know of that. I just think it shouldn't. I mean, people that have 1 account are also able to be serious players.
People with 1 account are spies.
Yeah, no, I mean, like we just said, you can run 1 account. We're not telling you what you have to do. My opinion is to be a serious player, you have 3 accounts. Like, if you want to run 1 and that's what you run, that's 100% fine. I just think 3 is the sweet point for not having to manage too much, but for it being easy to play EVE easily. Like, it's a game where multi-boxing is encouraged no matter what CCB says, right? And so
absolutely.
Yeah. So 3 is my opinion. If you're in here and you're like, wow, Asher just said I'm not a serious player, that's not what I'm saying. My opinion is 3 is what like a serious player would want to do to make it as easy as possible on themselves.
Perfect. Fair enough. Understand.
3 is good for self-sufficiency as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, from a person that used to run multiple accounts and now down to 1, it is fun with multiple accounts. Yeah, but some of us just don't have that what do you call it, time anymore.
Take one account, go run DED complexes and make a couple of bill a night, that quite happily, if you really want to put the time into it.
So, sorry to say again.
Guys, can we keep it into Elysium for the time being? Appreciate you just trying to keep it in Elysium for now. Did John aggro? Can we kill John?
Yes.
All right. Broadcast John if you're Elysium. His dread. If you're in range, you can shoot him. All right, so guys, when this thing pops, we're just going to watch it blow up. I'm talking about the keep, not John.
We're not supposed to have John pre-locked?
You can just go ahead and horn him. He's in an Agapar. He's sacrificing it. John, can you make sure your drones aren't auto-aggroed and don't kill my polarized rifter? Thanks.
I hope you're moving, Asher. I'm locking you.
Yeah, I'm moving. You can shoot me if you want. Now everyone gets to find out how shitty the Rifter's lock range is. Do you guys want to try and crash Mumble after we kill the palace?
Yes.
We could run an all-chain that will certainly break the server.
Why not?
Sir, someone muted everybody.
Yeah, none of our server guys are here, so if we crash Mumble, I don't know how we'll fix it.
Isn't priority speaker off?
Yeah, if you're gonna odd chain and you have a priority speaker, you have to turn it off.
Isn't there a particular server guy that's on vacation?
Yeah.
I hope he has monitoring.
Quick question: so if we kill this thing, is this still gonna crash the server in terms of the asset safety, or is that being solved?
We don't think so. We're gonna find out.
You would have thought that they CCP have pre sort of tried to organize that, right?
CCP have actually tested what happens when this keeps the noise.
It dies on Sissy all the time.
So. We're testing it live. Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, it gets killed on CC all the time.
No, I mean with load on the node.
Well, no, I mean how would we? We're doing it right now.
Do it live.
Brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends.
All right, the people that were previously muted have been unmuted for the awe chain. Don't make me do more work, please. Thank you.
Everyone shoot. Everyone shoot. Everyone shoot. Make sure you're shooting. Make sure you're shooting. Make sure you're shooting. That last blow. We'll watch the old girl explode for a little bit. Thank you.
Round two.
I feel like those seven rounds really out the money.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.